just to the question was just to I'm trying to make sure that we repeat the question. He said the brother was talking about the resurrection of the soul, and when you read in the Bible says that in the sound of the trumpets, the dead shall arise. So which resurrection it is? Are we not expecting Christ to come back? Because this resurrection of the soul is spiritual. But what about this event of the resurrection of the dead?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Can we come a little together? So that we don't shout. Come this way. Okay, let me get my Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so when we say resurrection, we're talking about giving life to something that is dead, or raising something up from a condition of death. Praise God. So, in order to understand resurrection, we must also first of all understand death. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Resurrection is to give life to something that is dead and bring it up. It will help us to understand what is death. And in order to understand what is death, we need to understand the original man that God created. Because God made man in his own image. Now, something went wrong with that man. And God is working to recover and restore that man. That's why we are here today, hearing this gospel. And by the way, this gospel is the trumpet that God is talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a scripture that says that the hour is coming when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man.
La Bible dit,
and those who hear will live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who hear will come alive. If you hear, you will live.
Si tu entends, tu vivras.
Hallelujah. Resurrection is a spirit.
Resurrection is a limo.
It is Christ.
Christo.
Praise the name of the Lord. He says, awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead.
Réveillez-vous d'entre les morts.
And Christ will give you life.
Et Christ vous donnera la lumière.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God made man, he created him in three parts. What was the first part that was created? Can anybody tell me? What part of man was created first?
The body.
The body. The body. What was it created from?
Le corps était fait de quoi?
It was created from the earth. So God created man from the earth, the body. Then God did something to that body. Anybody tell me what he did? Quickly. He breathed into man.
Il a soufflé dans l'homme.
Hallelujah. God took his spirit and put into that dust. When the two come together, life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when the two separate, what happens? Death. James tells us that. Praise God. So your body comes from the earth. Your spirit comes from God. But when the two come together, they form another part called your soul. Hallelujah. So your soul has something that comes from the earth. It has something that comes from heaven. So your soul can be earthy.
C'est ce qui fait que ton cœur, ton âme peut être terrestre.
It can also be heavenly.
Peut aussi être céleste.
So the earth and the heaven are dragon.
Autrement dit, le ciel et la terre, basalisent quoi pour vous, bah ouais, la âme.
So sometimes you find yourself heaven, eh? You worship God, you pray. Then sometimes you feel earth pulling you, pulling you. It's because of the nature of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now your spirit is like a light bulb. Electric bulb. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Your spirit is a lamp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Now it gives light to the soul.
Ton esprit est une lampe qui donne la lumière à l'âme.
So that the soul can see the way to walk.
De façon que âme na yo emo na nzela ya kotambola.
Hallelujah. He said, "Your word is lamp unto my feet."
David, liloba na yo ezali lumière na makolo na ngai.
Praise God. Amen. Now the power, this thing now, there's a power that is giving light to it.
Eloko ezo sala ete eloko epela babenga ka yango puissance.
Is the spirit of God.
Eza lokola molimo ya Nzambe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So now, when man sinned. He said, "In the day you eat this fruit, you die." Hallelujah. Adam ate the fruit.
Adam,
but he was still walking around. But he died. What part of him died? The spirit. The power went out and darkness came. So the soul, darkness came to the soul. So the soul became blind. That's why the Bible says their heart became darkened. So became confused.
Do
you know where to go again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So death came first of all in your spirit. That's the first kind of death. Spiritual death. Every unbeliever you see here on the road today is dead. Because his spirit is put off the bulb now. Darkness. So every unbeliever on the earth is dead. From the spirit, death came to the soul. Now the soul is the place of your character, your person. Something entered there, decay. Corruption. So the mind became corrupted. And began to think evil thoughts. The desire became corrupted. And began to desire bad things. The emotion became corrupted. Anger, pride, jealousy. So the soul, death in the spirit is instant.
Alors vous allez voir que la mort spirituelle est instantanée.
Death in the soul is gradual.
Mais la mort dans l'âme est graduelle.
It keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Et y'a qu'à s'empire encore.
Death in the body is instant.
La mort aussi dans le corps est instantanée.
Hallelujah. So I've said three kinds of death now.
Now let's see, you know, our trois niveau ya kufa.
Spiritual death.
Mort spirituelle.
Moral death.
La mort morale.
And then physical death.
Et puis la mort physique, la mort morale est à la mort dans l'âme.
Hallelujah. There are four kinds, but I will talk about these three first.
Alors, ezali na quatre sorti ya kufa, mais na ko se plaira le de la Bible non misa tout.
Hallelujah. Now, when God wants to give life to you,
so ki zambe alikisi ko ya pesa yo la vie.
He starts with your spirit.
Akobana nanu na esprit na yo.
Hallelujah. When the blood of Jesus touches you, light comes back to your spirit again. And your soul comes alive. Hallelujah. But the soul has become corrupted. It needs life more and more and more.
So
every time you hear the word of God, life comes to the soul. The more you hear of it, the more life keeps coming. The more life keeps coming to your soul. So that is resurrection. The soul is now being taken out from corruption and is being brought into the presence of God. Change takes place every day. It is a resurrection. Hallelujah. Now, the next resurrection that takes place is the resurrection of the body. Hallelujah. Now, this takes place at the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you understanding my question now? But before Jesus comes, there will be a people who have experienced resurrection in their spirit. They've experienced full resurrection in their soul. So they have come to completeness and perfection of character. So when he comes, they will be like him. Hallelujah. Because they have allowed the word of God to change them. They have allowed the word of God to resurrect their soul. So the resurrection of the soul is change and transformation that comes to your soul by the word of God that you receive. When the soul begins to be resurrected, he said your mind will now be set on heavenly things. Your desire will now be set on heavenly things. Hallelujah. You begin to find yourself seeking the things that are above. Because your soul is being lifted. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what does trumpet represent in the Bible? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, trumpet represents the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello. The Bible tells us that if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, how do we respond to it? Hallelujah. In the book of Numbers chapter 10, God told the children of Israel, he said, make two silver trumpets. Hallelujah. Make two silver trumpets. Now, in the Bible, silver represents redemption. It is the money that he used to buy something. Praise the name of the Lord. So this trumpet is made of silver. So it gives a message of redemption. A message of salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now when you look at this tabernacle, you see there are seven items, furniture there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the plan of God for your redemption,
le plan de Dieu pour la redemption,
God broke it down into seven stages. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, for each stage,
et dans chaque étape,
there is a trumpet blown. Hallelujah. Now somebody came and preached to you.
Quelqu'un vient te prêche.
And say God loves you.
Et il te dit Dieu t'aime.
The Bible says you are a sinner.
Bible le dit aux âmes soumises.
But that Jesus died for you.
Kasi Yesu akufa kiponi.
And if you receive Jesus into your life. And ask him to forgive you your sins. That that blood will wash away your sins.
Wana ekolongola masumu na yo.
And you become a new creature.
Okokoma ekilamu ya sika.
Hallelujah. That is a trumpet. Hallelujah. It is a declaration of the mind of God. Of the plan and the purpose of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So the message of salvation is the first trumpet.
Alors message ya salut yango de première trompette.
If you don't hear that first trumpet, you cannot start business with God. Praise the name of the Lord. You must hear the first trumpet.
Now,
many people are hoping to hear the last trumpet. But they have not heard the first one. Hallelujah. Are we together? The Bible says at the last trumpet.
La Bible dit na son ya dernière trompette.
Okay, if there's a last trumpet, there's the first trumpet.
Alors, ce qui va lui dernière trompette, ça veut dire il y a une première trompette.
Have you heard any trumpet before?
Aussi au yoka déjà trompette ni bosso pose la souka.
Praise the name of the Lord. I have heard the first trumpet.
Ngai na yoka ya liboso.
And I responded to the first trumpet.
Na répondant na oya liboso.
And I became born again.
Pe na komaka na bota makaya sika moko.
Hallelujah. After I became born again, I said, ah, praise God, I'm now born again. God said it is not over yet. There is another trumpet. You must be baptized in water. Hallelujah. You must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you must be baptized into the body of Christ. That's another trumpet. Hallelujah. It's a new message. But it follows the first message. If you are not born again, you cannot talk about baptism. Because baptism is a burial. It's for people who have died. Hallelujah. Only dead people are buried. No, so. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God begins to talk to you again. Of holiness. And sanctification. You must begin to live a holy life. You must separate yourself from unclean things. That is a trumpet. Hallelujah. The message of holiness and sanctification.
Message ya sainteté et sanctification.
You cannot call yourself a Christian.
Okoki komi benga mo Christo te.
And your life is like this.
Pe vina yo eza nango ya kotenga matengama.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a trumpet.
Oyo pe eza soya trompette.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then God keeps blowing again under trumpet.
Nzamba koya ko sonne trompette mususu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That there is an anointing. There is a revelation that can come to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you seen the lampstand in the tabernacle? Praise the name of the Lord. A man can walk in the anointing. A man can walk in the spirit. A man can walk in revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not supposed to be just ordinary people. God can speak to you in vision. He can speak to you in dream. He can reveal the word to you. He can give you anointing to pray for the sick and they are healed. Hallelujah. God is saying that is also part of the gospel. It is another trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God keeps taking us from there again. And we begin to learn how to feed on this word. We feed on the written word. And we eat, my soul eats. We begin to learn that Jesus is this word. Hallelujah. It's a trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord. And still God calls us again. It is time to lay down your life. To lay down your pride. To lay down your ambitions. To lay down yourself. To lay down all your plans. And offer everything unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So the gospel is from one level to another.
L'évangile est allé d'un niveau à un autre.
At each level,
et à chaque niveau,
God blows a trumpet. God raises up ministries. To say this is what God is saying now. This is what God is doing now. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is taking us somewhere. God told the children of Israel in that Numbers chapter 10, says, make two silver trumpets. He said, this trumpet shall be for the calling of the assembly. When I blow it in a particular way, the whole of Israel will gather to the tabernacle. God wants to speak to them. When it is blown in another way, it means that they are supposed to pack from where they are and move to another camp. When it is blown in another way again, it means that there is war. Everybody get your weapon. Hallelujah. That is the trumpet.
C'est ça, la trompette.
So prophetically,
alors, prophétiquement,
the trumpet speaks of the word of God.
Trompette est sur le bel avis, bah, Zambé.
And the God's emphasis, divine emphasis at a particular time. Hallelujah.
Accent divin sur quelque chose dans un moment particulier.
So what is God saying now?
Alors, pour ce moment, Zambé, zo,
are you hearing the trumpet?
Est-ce que vous avez trompette?
Many are waiting to hear the last trumpet.
But
they are not hearing the current trumpet. There is always something that the Spirit is saying. People are preaching many things. But the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying now. All over the world, God is calling men out of the church system. Out of the systems of men. I'm beginning to build them into a body that is governed by Christ. Now, if you are hearing that trumpet, it means that each person, you are supposed to begin to develop a personal relationship with God. Today, when I have a problem, I start running to my pastor. Hallelujah. God is saying you must know how to get to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God is building a body. And he's coming into the body as the head. That is a trumpet. Hallelujah. And God is speaking about a change in your soul. That we are to be conformed in our soul into the image of Christ. Because he says that creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So when Jesus comes, he will meet a people on the earth who look like him. Hallelujah. He said, when our light will appear,
alors lui, quand notre lumière apparaît,
we will appear with him in glory.
Nous apparaîtrons avec lui dans la gloire.
Whoever has this hope begins to purify himself.
Tout celui qui a cette espérance en lui fait quoi? Se purifie.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the last part of resurrection,
et la dernière partie à résurrection,
is the change that comes to this body.
Et le changement où est qu'il y a dans nos autres.
Hallelujah. This change comes when Jesus comes. But the change in your soul is already taking place now. Hallelujah. He says we are changed from one degree of glory to another. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying now. Hallelujah. The soul is being resurrected now by the word that you are hearing. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens. To quicken means to resurrect. Something is dead, you give it life. And it rises up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we are trying to give you this in a summary.
On essaie de vous dire tout ça en résumé.
So you, this word you are hearing, you must not joke with it. Hallelujah. Many people are thinking, when Jesus comes, we shall be changed. You must be changing your soul before you are changing your body. Because there are different kinds of resurrection. Everybody will be resurrected. Both the good and the bad will be resurrected. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Both the good and the bad will be resurrected. But some will be resurrected unto shame. Some will be resurrected unto glory. So you can choose now. And it is determined by what you are allowing to go into you. If you are allowing the world to come into you, the resurrection means what is inside is going to be uncovered. You may be ashamed just like Adam and Eve were. Hallelujah. But if you have been receiving this word, allowing this word to change you, when Christ comes, the glory within you will be manifested. Hallelujah. Read Romans chapter 8. He said that the problems we are going through in this life cannot be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. This glory is determined by how much of this life you are receiving now. So that is what makes the difference between the foolish and the wise virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that which has died, if he gives heed to the word of God, God can change you spirit, soul, and body. It is not by magic. It is by the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So the trumpet you are hearing,
la trompette,
is the voice of the Spirit. We must all begin to tune our ears now so that we can begin to hear what the Spirit is saying. It is the voice of the Spirit that gives life. Now a man can stand on a pulpit and preach, but if he's not speaking from the heavens, that word cannot give you life. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's not everyone who's carrying a Bible that has life to offer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, question?
Est-ce qu'il y a encore des questions? C'est bon?
Please, ask. What? Okay. Any other question?
Est-ce qu'il y a des questions, monsieur Chezali? Ah, est-ce qu'il y a des bâtis à répondre? C'est bon.
Maintenant, les morts. Premièrement, si, quand on dit que les gens ils seront ressuscités,
I will leave that for you when you step up, you do it.
Dans le gène,
éternel.
Si mon chauffeur est éternel, elle est éternelle.
Ok. C'est la
quatrième fois.
Ce sera pour moi?
La quatrième.
La quatrième fois, mais
c'est-à-dire qu'ils ne reviendront plus comme si ils allaient revenir ou...
Mais ils vont vraiment revenir. Pour
He's saying that you said even the wicked and the good shall resurrect. And he has heard something about the resurrection of the wicked. They shall be resurrected, and they will be given to them another chance to repent. La chance de se repentir encore, après quoi viendra notre jugement.
So, where did he hear that one? Okay. Well, there are two resurrections. There is a resurrection of the just. And is a resurrection unto life and glory. And there's a resurrection of the wicked unto condemnation, damnation. Now, you hear the word of God now. It is your opportunity now.
C'est l'opportunité qui vous est donnée maintenant.
To receive the gospel.
Il y a pour recevoir l'évangile.
He says, he that believeth.
Lui de l'obéir, oh ya zali condima.
Shall be saved.
À cause à oh ya oh ya ndimi à cause à la.
He that believeth not.
Ye oh ya ndimi te.
Shall be condemned.
À cause à la condamné.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We follow what the word of God says.
Nous on va suivre ce que la parole de Dieu dit.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you refuse me, reject me, you also reject him who sent me. Praise God. So you, today is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
Maintenant, c'est le jour du salut.
Not tomorrow.
Ça ne sera pas demain.
The, God is not the author of confusion. He said, now is the accepted time. Now is the opportunity that you have.
Voici l'opportunité que vous avez.
That I have.
Que moi j'ai maintenant.
So we must not make light of the gospel.
Et bon, we must not
make light. That is treat it with.
On ne doit pas prendre l'évangile à la légère.
Hallelujah. The gospel is God's offer to us of salvation.
L'évangile, c'est l'offrande de Dieu qui nous est donnée pour le salut.
When man sinned.
Quand l'homme a péché,
man died. Man fell. Everything bad came into man. The gospel is the power of God to redeem you from that situation.
It
can save you from sin, both the consequences of sin and the power of sin. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't hope for tomorrow.
Alors, il ne faut pas espérer pour demain.
Today is your own opportunity.
Aujourd'hui, c'est votre opportunité.
Make sure you use it very well.
Alors, assurez-vous que vous en faites bon usage.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die.
Bible dit, il est réservé aux hommes de mourir une seule fois.
And after that comes judgment.
Et après quoi viendra le jugement.
Hallelujah. Condemnation. Redemption.
Condamnation et longue gloire, condamnation et
redemption.
Condamnation et rédemption.
Praise God. Hallelujah. As we are today, if we begin to receive the word of God, we are storing it inside our hearts. One day I am going to be uncovered. The things inside me will become open. I will either be rejoicing,
or
I will be ashamed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So do not despise the word that you hear. And also make sure you hear the right words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.